Donna Richardson Joyner was the woman behind the scenes of some of America's top-selling home fitness tapes and DVDs. Then the trainer decided to branch out on her own, creating videos with a gospel twist. Her new DVD is Sweatin' in the Spirit, too, and Donna's video makes the case that your body is God's temple.
How we are obedient about spiritually, we have to be obedient about the physical being. And I just combine music and movement, and it is like a party with a purpose, and the purpose is to get faithfully fit and fabulous.
When did you start connecting your physical self with your spiritual self?
So about 6 years ago, my mom, who is like anybody else, had health problems. And even though I'm a fitness expert, has been for 20 years, my mom was in denial. So I couldn't help her unless she was willing to help herself. So she got fit, she got fine, and all her members at church were going, look at Sister Laverne, she got pep in her step, she's looking good. So she said, Don, I want to start a health and fitness ministry at my church.
Wow.
So she started it, I helped her start it, and it's been going extremely well. It's serving not only the church, but the community. And it was from there that she says, you've got to do a video that has inspirational music. We need some gospel Christian music. And I was like, Ma, okay, I'll get to it later. But I realized that people were in need of taking better care of their body, which is their temple.
Now, back up and tell me how you got into the fitness industry. You mentioned 20 years.
Oh, my gosh. It was from a challenge. I was in a dance and theater group, and a friend of mine was teaching, and she said, oh, Donna, come take class. And I was like, aerobics? What is that? And that was when Jane Fonda just came out with the first tape. And so I said, okay, I'll do it. Okay, an hour goes by, and I'm like, when is this going to end? It's kicking my butt. And it's 2-hour class, high-impact aerobics.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Back then, we didn't have aerobic shoes. I was so glad, she said, and I'll see you guys next week. And I was like, I ran out of there. I was like, no way. And then I guess eventually I started teaching. And then the world of videos came about because I was the one who was writing speeches or choreographing for the Denise Austins and Richard Simmons. And eventually I went, wait a minute, let me step from behind and let me do my own thing.
So you're now on the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports. What's your mission there?
My platform there is to decrease childhood obesity. We used to have a health concern. Now it's a health crisis. 92% of grade schools do not have physical activity on a daily basis. So I am creating a program that I really call it Sweating for Purpose. And I go out to the schools and I am this motivational speaker at the junior high school and grade school assemblies. And I go in with a DJ. It's music, it's movement. And then we talk about, you know, how they deal with stress. We talk about how they have to fuel their body with the right foods. And they love it. So I'm going to be on tour next year and I'm going to create a DVD so that any math or science teacher could pop it in, and those kids are getting up and moving their minds, their bodies, and their spirits. So I'm excited about that. And then, as you know, the health disparities among African Americans is just alarming. So I'm going to have to challenge us to do better.
Don't you think that a lot of the obesity in the Black community is based on, okay, I'm stressed, or I don't live in a neighborhood with a rec center? There's so many challenges that Black folks face every day.
Yeah, but you know what? It's excuses. I'm going to be honest with you. When you think of the money, the time, and energy that we invest on the exterior, we have to invest in the interior, because being healthy is from the inside out. We spend about $20 to $30 on our nails, probably $40, $50 pedicure. Hair costs at least, what, $50 to $100? But yet you say, oh, it's costly for me to be active or eat healthy. Now, I will agree with, if you're trying to get a membership or buy a bike or a stationary machine, yeah, but to invest in yourself, if you don't have your health, what do you have? We've got to do better at this, because it's up to us to make that choice about embracing this lifestyle.
Among the many people that you've helped embrace the lifestyle is your husband, Tom
Joyner.
Oh,
my goodness. Now, let me just set the record straight. I was never his trainer. I basically took him to the Kenneth Cooper Clinic just to check out his health status, got him a nutritionist, a cook, a trainer, and set it up. Now, I am probably what he would say, the cookie police, because he just loves to snack and he'll go in and wait for me to leave the room and I find these stashes of food everywhere. But he has lost weight. He is healthier, blood pressure is in check, cholesterol. He is always going to be a round, big guy. And I love him because he's full of love. But you can't base health on the size or shape of a person, because you could look at a skinny person and if their arteries are clogged, they're unhealthy. And I'm setting the record that Tom Jordan is healthy. So don't be saying to me, that girl is out every weekend speaking at all these conferences and she should be at home working on her husband. He is fine. Okay.
All right. That's Donna Richardson Joyner. For the record, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Donna Richardson Joyner's latest fitness video is Sweating in the Spirit 2. It's available in stores nationwide.